Let's get to Canada now, where our correspondent Ashley Stewart explains the federal government there is looking to fund a big budget spend by increasing capital gains tax.
Canada's 2024 federal budget was announced this week. We spoke about it briefly last week, what we were expecting to be in it. This week it's kind of full of bad news for the country's richest people. So it's calling for $52.9 billion in new spending over the next 5 years, which is a significant jump over what Ottawa had originally said it was going to spend. And most of that is going to be generated by higher capital gains taxes and a hike to taxes on cigarettes and vaping products. So basically, the biggest windfall will come from an increase to the capital gains inclusion rate. Under the current regime, only 50% of capital gains are taxable. So, say, if a taxpayer sells an asset like a cottage, an investment property, a stock, anything like that, for, say, $100,000 more than they paid, they're only taxed on 50,000 of that profit. So with the new budget, the inclusion rate will increase from one half to two thirds. So that's where the money is going to be coming from to pay for all of these new things in the budget. And it is quite interesting. I mean, we've got quite a few takeaways from the budget here. Ottawa's projecting a $50 billion deficit. There's going to be $8.5 billion in new spending for housing, which is very key for Canada because our rents are absolutely soaring because of our housing shortage here. We've also got a $6 billion disability benefit. The National School Food Program, which we spoke about last week, is also going to be implemented. And there's going to be a $500 million fund for youth mental health. So, there's obviously a lot happening in there.
Yeah, and tax is a big talking point here, so we'll be watching eagerly to see what happens. I'm loving this next story. It sounds a bit sort of Ocean's 11, a gold heist. Tell me more.
Totally. So this is, I mean, what police are calling this, a Netflix-style heist. They've said that in multiple press conferences, and that is exactly what it is. So this week, two men who worked for Air Canada have been arrested in the $22.5 million golden cash heist from Toronto Pearson International Airport last spring. It was the biggest heist in Canada's history and reportedly the sixth biggest in the world. What happened was there was 400 kilograms of pure gold worth roughly 20 million Canadian dollars, which was stolen from a cargo compound at the airport last year, shortly after it arrived on a flight from Zurich. A man driving a delivery truck basically approached the compound and gained entry into the warehouse by presenting a legitimate airway bill, which is a document usually used by a carrier with details on a shipment. The golden cash was then simply loaded onto the truck and the driver left as if nothing was wrong. Police later discovered that the airway bill was a duplicate of a document used for a shipment of seafood delivered a day prior. So it was kind of just duplicated and used and no one asked any questions. So the driver was arrested in the US this week carrying dozens of guns that police say were intended for use in Canada. And the investigation is ongoing. So it will be interesting to see if Netflix actually does pick up on this.
And that was our Canada correspondent, Ashley Stewart.